a popular Outcast production.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop.
Do you want to fucking see it, bitch? It's not a duck face. Sorry.
Some hostility up in there.
That's okay.
Just kidding.
I love you.
Can you hand me a warm Pabst Blue Ribbon, please?
No. No one should drink warm PBR.
I prefer warm beers.
Didn't you listen to the last episode?
Aww. Nope. Yep.
And then we got told that putting ice in beer is totally a thing when you have warm Miller Lite and want to get drunk fast.
Ew.
That was my reaction too. I'm like, one, I think the most disgusting part about what you said is that you drink Miller Lite.
Definitely.
Yeah. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
I guess I am. I'm so tired.
Totally.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
Recording on Sundays after a show is just the worst.
It's invigorating.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. So anyway, we've been going at this for a little while now. Girls on Girls Podcast, episode 61. Welcome. We've got Bill here. For a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Bill has a show coming up this weekend, August 2nd, at the Hummel's Wharf Fire Company? Fire Department?
Fire Company, yeah.
Company? Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
It is.
Oh, sorry.
Talk about your shit.
Sure. My band, Martian Conspiracy Theory, is going to be opening for the bands Lesser of Two Evils and Jaw Horse.
I've heard of Jaw Horse.
Yeah, they're definitely rock, and they're definitely roll, and they're definitely a good time. Same goes for those Lesser of Two Evils fellows. The show is going to be $5 to get in. I believe it's 21 and over because it's a bar, which kind of sucks. But I think you have a couple of days to get a fake ID.
Not that we're saying you should.
No. I mean, if you're going to get a fake ID, get one so that you can vote.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, fuck, what show was that on?
It was, Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
The nerdy kid got the, fake ID so he could vote.
Yes.
For Reagan.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But yeah, the show starts at 9 o'clock. That's when
it's kind of late.
Yeah. That's when Martian Conspiracy Theory will be taking the stage.
You're opening then?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
And then Lesser of Two Evils and Jaw Horse will be closing out the night. I think the doors open at 8:30. So get there, have some drinks with us. If you dress up like an alien, we'll buy you drink. Yes. So make sure that you do that.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Kelsey's going to do it.
I am so doing that.
I would if I could be there. But unfortunately, my in-laws scheduled vacation this week. So I will be on a beach in Delaware while you are rocking out.
Oh, well.
I am bummed. But I have a flyer for your show. I took it from the Tokyo Diner.
Sweet.
From the Jason Daigle of Lesser of Two Evils.
That's awesome. Yes. Well, give Delaware my regards. You guys,
I definitely will. We're going to be in Bethany and Rehoboth.
Yeah. Ooh. Two of the best places in the world.
And possibly Ocean City, Maryland.
Ocean City's fun.
I've never been. I've been to Ocean City, New Jersey, but that was like on a church trip.
Ocean City, Maryland. It's a beach.
There,
yeah,
a boardwalk.
I mean, yeah. That's what I gather. I don't know. Beach is a beach to me. I don't really fucking care.
They have the same exact story over and over again.
Sitting under an umbrella watching my kid play in the ocean, so whatever.
Oh, I know. It's so relaxing.
I could spend
all day there.
There's a couple of awesome beaches that are secret beaches in Delaware, so I can't tell people about them.
You can tell me there.
Yeah.
Sweet. Secret beaches!
Yeah. At least they were secret back then that were really cool. What you looking for, buddy?
Notepad?
Should be right there.
Nope.
Oh, shit. I wonder if we used it all.
This is terrible for podcasts.
I'll get another one. Actually, here. Just grab my... reach in my bag and grab my notebook.
Oh, you know what? I brought my clipboard.
Oh, perfect. Perfecto.
That's a legal pad in it?
Yeah. But yeah, come out, hang out. It'll be a fun time. You get to experience some local rock and roll. As we say about the open mic, an awful lot. If you don't go to these things, then you don't get the right to complain about things that don't, like, dude, this place is so boring.
Yeah, there's nothing to do in Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, just come out and have fun. You don't have to...
Do you have any idea how many shows the... Popular Outcast Network puts on and will be putting on in the near future.
Yeah, exactly. It's astounding. So come out, enjoy yourselves.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. I'm really excited to play music again. Like, for people. It's been like 6 years since I played in front of a crowd.
Shit. I've never seen you play in front of a crowd.
Yeah. Aside from last night.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I mean, like, in a band setting, like, I've never seen you in a band.
Playing your, like, I'm not saying last night wasn't your own music, because obviously it was.
Yeah.
But, like, this is, like, you know, the rock. It's the passion. It's...
Bill and Michael Carpenter wrote a song about Sasquatch.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Fantastic.
I'm glad you liked it.
I laughed.
I
did.
I definitely feel like... I feel kind of shitty for taking credit for the line, "I'll give your heart a lobotomy," or you give my heart a lobotomy, but God damn it, that's because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No,
and I love that.
You do realize now we're going to have to link to the song, so you're going to have to record it.
We're going to have to record it.
Oh, seriously.
So people are
just
like,
put it up on, where's your Martian conspiracy theory stuff? Is that on SoundCloud?
No, we have it on Reverb Nation, but if you go to facebook.com/Martian Conspiracy Theory, you can just listen to it right from Facebook. It's right in there. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, we sent our CDs to get done, so we're going to actually have CDs. We won't have them for the show, excuse me, but we will be taking quote-unquote pre-orders. So basically, like, we'll deliver them to you as long as you're local if you prepay for them at the show, or you can, like, you know, bring your little voucher to the next show, or get it. We're going to be on iTunes and Amazon, where you can get the physical disc or a download from Amazon.
Nice.
Yeah, CD Baby's pretty fucking dope. They hook all of that up, so, like,
that's great that you don't have to do that yourself then.
Yeah, they put you on, I mean, it'll be on Spotify and everything, so but yeah, you put the album, if you buy it through iTunes or the MP3, like the Amazon MP3s, you can do that, or get a physical copy from Amazon or someplace else, but like CD Baby actually ships it from them, and they just basically take a cut right then and there for making the extra disc. They don't charge us to do that or anything, so yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But so, you still see money from that, yes.
Yeah, we get paid on top of that, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure they're not, like, taking all your money.
So. Oh, no. Actually, it's a better cut than what iTunes gives us, believe it or not.
I can believe it.
Yeah. It's weird. But yeah. It'll be fun.
Awesome.
Funsies.
Woo!
real
quick before... you peace out or don't peace out. I don't know. I know you've got peoples downstairs.
Word.
Tomorrow, as of when this airs, tomorrow, there is a show with the Garfields in the Susquehanna Valley Mall.
That's correct. Yeah, that will be, Min Mom does a show called Min Mom Presents. A Night at Garfield's with no lasagna. I don't think they know that the no lasagna part's there, but it's just what I call
it. It's informal.
Yeah.
You put it in small print.
It's their fault for naming their restaurant Garfield's.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
And they lasagna don't serve jokes. Lasagna.
That's, yeah, they do.
They do?
No, they don't.
I thought they did. No. I had lasagna there once.
Looked for
maybe
lasagna.
It was a special.
It might have been.
Maybe. Because they have...
they would be dumb not
they
to.
Good.
They have...
Right. Cash in on that.
They have Cajun mac and cheese. They have Alfredo. And they have chicken and mac and cheese. And that's it. Those are the only pastas. They have three of them. And lasagna is not one of them.
Probably I've had it as a special, but it wasn't good.
Memorized the pasta section.
It was a Stouffer's lasagna or something.
It wasn't good. A hungry lasagna. Man. I got like a tiny little piece of lasagna and it was like $10.
You might just be awful. Remember someplace
I'm
else,
like,
too.
Where is my... No, it was...
Was that when we were there
my
with the
no,
magician?
No, I wasn't with you.
Oh.
Does he still come?
The magician guy? Yeah. He's somewhere around here. Yeah.
Like, does he still do like his monthly or weekly shit at Garfield?
I think he does, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's super cool.
I need to go see that.
Definitely.
So, Garfield show.
Yeah.
It is the what is this now? June the 20th.
It'll be the 30th.
30th?
When it comes
June 30th.
Yeah, when that show is, yeah.
Okay. July.
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 God, where the fuck am I?
Back in time, apparently.
Yeah. Time travel.
I'm tired.
It's a mystery. July 30th, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Garfield's. It'll be, I'm opening and hosting for Aaron Dews, who is a darling of my mom. And
everybody loves the Dews.
Yeah. And good old Nick Rehak.
Quite possibly his last show in Central Pennsylvania for many, many months.
Yeah, because he's moving.
I don't want to say ever, because he'll come back here. He will fucking come back here and make us laugh.
He's already said that he will, but...
Yeah. I'll miss that guy.
Yeah, no kidding. What a fucking doll.
I just want to go down to New Orleans immediately and visit him.
Yeah, exactly. Basically. I would love to do that.
You can't pronounce anything wrong. It's, New Orleans.
That is technically wrong, though. Isn't that wrong? Because it should be New Orleans.
I think that's...
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's Nolens.
Nolens.
Yeah. Nola.
I just have trouble with any sort of, like, casual slang.
Yeah.
Of, like...
I get it.
We were talking about that the other day.
Which is... New Orleans. One of the best things that you pronounce slang properly.
Yeah. When I try to sing along to Childish Gambino, it's...
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But the show starts at 9 o'clock. Show up earlier than that, please. Don't show up right at 9.
Yeah,
it's distracting. And
come early, have a couple drinks with us.
I'll be there. Yeah. It'll be my first one, and probably only one for a very long time.
Oh shit, that's awesome.
Getting a babysitter on Wednesdays is tricky.
I dig. You and Jeff will be coming.
Yes, Jeff and I will be coming because as of when this aired, my child left with my in-laws yesterday morning, and I will be child-free until I get to the beach Thursday afternoon.
Whoa.
No way.
Party.
It's gonna be awesome.
No pants week?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There will be some pants, because I need to go to Giant and rent a rug doctor.
There will be moments of pants.
There will be pants moments, but I mean, no promises.
Yeah. Word.
So don't show up at Aislinn's house.
Yeah, don't show up unannounced unless you want to see me in my underpants.
Yep.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I bet you there's a few people who listen who are probably
got to find out where I live.
Yeah.
Good.
Those
luck.
People don't know where you live. Or, no, I'm just. Or
maybe
probably
they
already.
Do.
Or they probably have already, like, maybe lived with you at some point and seen you in your underpants. So.
Maybe.
You've had a lot of roommates.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Sometimes, you know what? It's darkest just before dawn.
What is that even?
That's what I said.
Living with six other people, I don't recommend it ever.
I literally just said I don't know what that means.
At some point before
I've been hanging out with Andrew.
It is the darkest.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Sometime between dawn and dawn, it'll get dark.
Yes.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Anyway.
Anyway, so yeah.
Garfield's, free. 9 o'clock.
Yep, 9
free
o'clock.
Free show.
Free.
Though, you know, while you're there, why not just get a drink and an appetizer? I mean, it doesn't even have to be alcoholic.
Yeah, just...
They have great drinks.
They
like
have...
All of their drinks are great.
Yeah. And
alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
I haven't gotten any of their mixed drinks in a while, but I remember them not skimping on the mixed drinks.
No, they do not.
Mm-mm.
And they have That's a fantastic beer selection.
That True. They
Which
do.
Which is completely surprising, because they're in the mall, but they have, like... good yeah. beer.
My they have such a huge beer list.
The yeah. Little Gruesome.
Little Gruesome's good. Big
Peanut
Gruesome's.
Butter and jelly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff it's got delicious. That last time we went out.
Yeah. I had the, they don't have the Little Gruesome anymore. So I
they
had the,
don't?
Yeah, I had the Big Gruesome last time.
I've never had
time.
The Big Gruesome, but I feel as if I would enjoy it.
It was very good.
They have 100 beer club. So that's
of course Bill joined.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have joined.
Yes, you should.
The Bullfrog has that too.
Yeah.
Every
yeah, and then when you're done, you get like a gift card.
You get a gift card, a Stein with your name on it, and a plaque. Yeah.
How much? Do you, like
free.
I should join.
You just have to like tell the bartender.
Yeah, you just say, "Can I have a sheet to be in your club?"
Oh my god!
I was the first one to sign up. By the way.
Oh my god, me too.
Way blown away. Like people are way past me. But I'm on there.
I mean, I don't. I
yeah,
don't
but like
go
people will
much,
drink
but...
stuff like Bud Light Lime, Bud.
Yeah,
like Miller Lite, Budweiser, count. And I'm just like, what are you I mean, kidding me? That shouldn't count.
If you're just drinking to get drunk, then that beer's fine.
Yeah.
But if you want good beer, don't.
Yeah, but you're paying like $4 less for Miller Lite at a bar. Yeah.
I always
or you
tell...
could pay $1 or $4.50 and get
something delicious
or a stout or.
Something incredibly delicious.
An ale.
Not warm PBR.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have PBR.
At the time...
I believe they do.
Every time I go there now, I just say, do me a favor, get me something that I haven't had. And they look at the list. Yeah.
They keep track of what beers you've gotten?
Yeah, because you write down, like, they write down each beer that you've tried.
God. How else would
for
they
the 100 Beer Club, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured like there was a thing like you have like a club card and like every time you drink a beer, they like scan it or something.
No, they write it down, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, like, whoever's working, I'm just like, hey, do me a favor. Find me something that I haven't had. Like, usually, like, because I get new stuff every week.
Yeah.
So, like, usually there's, like, 3 or 4 that I haven't had yet.
I'm going to say, if it's available, I just tried a new, I don't even know how new it is. It was new to me. Shock Top. It was the honey bourbon cask.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It oh, yeah. So every good. Wednesday at Garfield's is $3 Shock Tops.
Yeah,
I knew that. I just, I don't.
Yeah,
there's a lot of flavors of Shock Tops, though.
Yeah, there are.
They normally have 3. They normally have the orange one, the orange is the original,
orange, the apple, and the lemon.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm.
And I love the lemon, but they almost never have it by the time we're there.
Mm.
Truth.
Word.
But yeah, so please. Come and support those things.
Is there a link, an events page on the Facebook maybe for the Garfields show?
Maybe if Jeff makes one.
Okay.
Please, Jeff, make one. Please. I don't understand how to make events on Facebook. I'm stupid.
I'll see that it gets done.
Yeah. I really honestly don't understand how that stuff works. Mm. And
it's sort of hard.
I know, but I'm also very stupid.
Bill also does like everything else for the network.
Podcast.
He's a busy man.
Well, okay, I'm not saying that like he should do it. I'm just kind of surprised that you don't know how
like,
to do it.
You own a calculator. How do you not understand quantum physics?
You run this thing.
Guys, why don't we just have a podcast where Ashley attacks Bill the whole time? Like, what is happening right now?
Right. What a good idea.
We should just have
when
the
both
Bill
of
and Ashley yell
room.
At each other podcast.
if we, yeah.
It's how we express love.
And Jeff was so surprised healthy. That I didn't want to be on a podcast with her, like have her on Popular Outcast or anything.
And he's like, why don't you want to be on a podcast with her?
And then within 5 minutes, she started shit with me on that podcast. It was great.
We can't be in the same, like, I can hold it back for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You just have that fiery Latin passion.
Yeah, she yes, that's
if there's
exactly
anything about Ashley, she's full of the Latin passion.
yeah that's true.
Pale is the freaking
it doesn't
you
mean
can be
it.
A ginger Latin. Don't yes. discriminate.
Don't be racist.
For real.
I'm German and Irish.
So you had to call attention to that. You suddenly had to call attention to
anyway.
Your race.
This is the Girls on Ashley podcast, where we discuss everything Ashley all the time. Welcome back to Girls on Ashley.
I actually kind of like that. Let's do that.
All right.
She's currently not wearing shoes.
I don't like shoes.
Fuck
because
shoes.
She hates shoes. There's a lot of man feet at Min Mom, by the way. I keep wanting to make a joke about it.
Is there? I've never. Oh,
everybody wears flip flops.
Really?
And I'm so anti flip flop or sandal.
Oh. I've noticed. I've never seen you in anything but sneakers.
Yeah, or Crocs. I'll wear Crocs.
Yes.
Around the house. That's it.
Well, I also saw you in like loafers when you worked at the theater.
Yeah.
Fall is right around the corner.
I'll get my jeggings out.
Yeah.
Oh, please do.
I forgot about those.
Please wear them.
I was thinking
I've never
about
seen them.
You did the Conan thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
I hid them.
Love it.
That is rude.
They're with the ventriloquist dummy in the attic.
Yeah.
Bill will barely go up there because it's way too hot.
Yeah.
And I'll go up there.
It's like 1.5 million degrees.
Well, I mean,
I'd have to go up there to get all of my stuff.
You're waiting until fall. Like, because you can't wear the jeggings now. They'd be too hot.
Right.
I wear flip-flops in the winter, though. So, like, there isn't really a season that ends for me.
Once again, welcome to the Girls on Ashley podcast, where we discuss her feet.
Weird. Weird.
What if that was just the premise?
We're talking about Bill. We're talking about Bill wearing jeggings, and it turns into I wear flip-flops in the winter.
No, like, you were doing, like, the season thing, and I was
turning it into something about you.
Let's talk about relationships.
Aislinn is not uncomfortable at all. She's enjoying the fuck out of this. She is laughing so hard.
It's beautiful. I love it.
What really sucks is I recorded 4 episodes with Delusional Loners. Wasn't funny a single one. Now it finally comes out.
I just had to get warmed up. You were in a room with three other funny dudes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in a room with Nick Rehak, Andrew, and Chris. Like, how can I be the funny one? It doesn't happen. Like, those guys are so much funnier than
you. Telling us that we're not funny?
No, I'm just saying.
Right now? Way to turn it on you.
Because
exactly.
Kelsey is like, I'm not on
welcome.
Me. I was going to
welcome
say.
To the girls on
Kelsey is a comedian. God damn it, Kelsey.
Yeah, but in social situations, she doesn't talk as much.
Yeah, I really don't. It's a proven fact. I only talk on stage.
I have noticed that.
And then I'm
done.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
I loved how that guy was whistling and you were like, thank you for the whistle. Thank you for whistling.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I hear you. I acknowledge that you're a piece of shit.
Who was whistling?
Some old dude.
Some creepy old guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was very
Loved
interested in you masturbating.
Masturbated.
I yeah. got that.
Yeah. You know.
I'm kind of, I gotta say, your masturbation joke, I'm kind of sad that you took out the part about the hats.
The hats?
Yeah, I know.
That's the second time I've done that too. That's my favorite part of that joke.
Yeah.
However, I got to the part about the name of
and
the
you're
movie
just like, oh shit.
Before I said that, and I was like, well, there's no way to bring it
right.
back.
Next
that.
Time you do comedy, I'm just going to wear a hat to remind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hats.
I'll just change
know,
hats throughout the show.
It's my favorite line, and I forget it 50% of the time.
I'm gonna.
It really brings the joke home.
It does.
I know.
The hats thing is brilliant.
I know.
I'm gonna.
It's gotta be like different nationality hats. Like, you know, you got to get a beret and then like a sombrero.
Oh my god!
If I ever do my own comedy show,
a feather headdress.
Like, the background is just gonna be me in different hats.
That's perfect. Just from here up with like a masturbation face, yeah, wearing different hats. And anybody who's ever heard that joke will fucking get it. It'll be brilliant.
Don't do it at the show.
Yeah.
Just leave people guessing, people who don't get it.
Yeah.
Only my true fans
yes.
will understand.
Exactly. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to jet because... But
you've been here for 20 minutes.
Well, and Andrew's like
going
to leave soon.
Andrew needs to go back to New Jersey.
But
where he belongs.
No, I did kind of say it like that. Like, Andrew needs to go back to New Jersey.
Yes. Get his ass out of this state. He's got until sundown. Last night, we did a challenge. I'm going to let Kelsey tell about the challenge, but also...
That was so good. You all did so well.
What
are you doing?
You turned this around. I see what's going on here now. I know why everything's all fucked up. Anyway, the challenge. I'll let Kelsey tell you about the challenge, but I want to say that Kelsey fucking killed that challenge.
That was...
It was brilliant.
I think yours was probably the one out of the challenge that got the most laughs.
Yeah,
definitely.
Easily. You ripped it up. I mean, people told me that my joke sounded like it was a part of my set.
I legitimately didn't realize that you had participated in the challenge.
Really?
I was like, oh, I've never heard that joke before.
Yeah, a
he
lot
must
of
must have just thought of it. Like
people, like yeah, that's people got that. The they said that to me a bunch, but like yours was like by far the fucking funniest.
Thanks.
And I think didn't somebody say that they thought yours just was the Little Mermaid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll let you tell the story about it, and I'm gonna run. Thank you so much for having me
all right,
on,
thank
y'all.
Thank you, Bill. You're thank always you so a pleasure.
Much. Enjoy your octopus right, hand
see
jobs.
You next
thank
week.
You. Yes. See next week. Am I coming back?
No.
Can I do a Jimmy Pardo impression the whole time?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Just
not.
Kidding.
Thanks.
Bye, Bill. Bella.
Thanks. See ya.
All right.
Is it cool if I just keep your track running? Because I don't. Fine, yeah. All right. Cool.
So basically, the challenge that Bill was talking about. We before we went on, the more seasoned comedians, the ones who have been doing it for a while,
and the ones that got there early,
yeah. Kevin, I almost said Kemeris.
Kevris. They're a thing. They're the Bert and Ernie of Mon Mom.
I loved that, by the way. I lost it.
Seriously.
They didn't get to participate because they were later, and I think next time what we'll do is
talk about it like maybe beforehand and be like,
well,
I don't know.
We could even just draw right before it starts.
Mm.
Like when the lights get flashed for the 5 minute, just be like, all right, we're picking them now.
Yeah. Give everybody like the entire time, like from when they show up to like 5 minutes before,
yeah,
just like
exactly.
Just drop something in the bucket.
Yeah. Cause then everybody will be able to participate who wants to participate.
Last night it was just six people.
Yeah. But what we did was, it was Nick Rehak's idea, and I guess he's seen it at comedy shows and open mics and things before, is you just write a one or two word phrase.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be one or two words, and the words have to go together. And you take your little sheet of paper, and you don't look at it until you're on stage in the middle of your set. You look at it, and you have to talk about the thing that's on your paper for 2 minutes. And I don't think did that. I think did like 1.5.
You did a pretty good lead up to it. I don't know. I wasn't timing. I don't think anybody was timing it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But like the standard is like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. That way it's not just a like, oh, blah, 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 that's funny. Move on. So
yeah.
They actually have to like think about it. Mine, the one I wrote, which was... it was children's massacre.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wrote. But I made the children's possessive.
Which the person who read it did not appear to get.
No.
Which, no. It's fine. It was still funny.
Yeah, it was funny. The one that I got was face tattoos.
Yeah.
Which I think I just kept talking until I found something.
Yeah.
Like
the punchline to that. Oh God, that was.
I really want to watch my video. I don't ever watch my videos, but I want to, just because I don't really remember exactly what I said.
I remember like, your face tattoo, if you're ever going to get anything, would be no homo across your forehead. Just so there's no confusion.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, right.
I don't even get what
you
I meant.
You said it.
I know. God, that was good. I don't know. My whole persona last night, I feel like, was weird. Like, I was just in a really cocky mood.
Yeah.
So, the persona that I usually use was... it was kind of there, but I was being much more, like... I don't know what I was being.
Which, by the way, I don't know how it happened, but I think Morgan has picked up your apathetic baby shower voice, because
really?
She'll be doing something and she'll just be like, aww, aww.
Really?
And I'm like, where did you even get that?
Did she
have you been sneaking onto YouTube
watching Kelsey's videos?
Don't watch Kelsey's videos, you're not old enough.
That would be funny if she did, though.
But it's like, it's usually something like she doesn't want to do. I'm like, all right, you know, we're gonna do this thing. She's like, aww. I was like, no. No.
Stop it. That's really funny. Yeah, but the challenge was really fun.
Yeah.
Bill did amazingly. I think his was octopus blowjob.
Optimus hand job. The best transformer ever.
Oh, Optimus hand job. That's
he has
funny.
One function.
Yep.
That story I told about the guy that I dated with the the thing of like he had
his parents' tattoos.
That was true.
Oh,
I didn't actually date him. It was more of like a guy who was talking to me on the internet.
Oh,
and
how would anybody ever feel comfortable having sex with that guy?
Not a short person, because then that's what you're looking at.
I mean, unless you're on top, and then you can just like look at the wall,
just cover them.
Sorry, you're always gonna have to wear a shirt.
What were some of the other ones? Does anybody know what Chris Rau had?
He had Adolf's Hitler's cat.
Oh yeah.
I believe Michael Carpenter had water buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so sad.
And nobody could come up with anything.
Nick Rehak tried, but it just...
I don't know what I would say about that.
Yeah, what the fuck do you say about water buffalo? Fuck you, Chris Rau,
yeah,
for writing that.
Like, Hitler's cat. That's something that you can joke about. If I would have had that one, I think I would have said something like...
Cat genocide. It's perfect.
Adolf Hitler.
I love it. It's like, it's gotta be like he picked the cat because it had a mustache just like him.
Yeah.
We've all seen that
cat.
Yeah,
but what else was there?
What was Nick's? Does anybody remember?
No.
Oldest person in the world.
Yeah. I don't even remember what he said. All I remember was Nick's finale.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I teared up quite a lot. He was just so cute. And
from laughter and from just like all the feels.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. He danced to Time of My Life.
Uh-huh.
And did a Dimitri Martin-esque thing. He had a big giant notepad on an easel and kept like tearing off pages. And it was like little jokes. And then it started like messages to the regulars.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, we should definitely post a link to it when it's on YouTube.
I know Nick was saying that he is probably going to have Justin cut off that part for the public viewing and just have the notepad dance like set to a private link. Like, we could still put the link out for that specific thing, but he doesn't want it up because it was something for us.
I get that. I get that. I want to watch it again.
I know, right? I know. And especially for the people who weren't there, who were mentioned. Like, Michael Wolver, Justin Strasser, John Smith.
Yeah.
John Smith is a master storyteller. I bet he has a really big dick.
Yeah.
Speaking of big dicks, pray for Kelsey's vagina.
Yeah. That was funny.
Oh, God.
I just have the big sheet that says, pray for Kelsey's vagina. I want to put it on my wall.
That is the best. I'm going to get some, like, high-quality pictures of the jokes for Jeff and I, and then I'm going to print them out, like, regular photo size and, like, just frame them and put them on the wall.
That's a good idea.
Because, I mean, where the fuck am I going to hang a poster-sized sheet of paper? Yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Just a giant picture of Nick Rehak in the middle. Just, like, make it really creepy.
Just, like, a screenshot from when he's, like, tearing off the pages, like, with the jokes on them.
Yeah.
And the last one.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say it.
Oh.
I took pictures of Jeff standing next to it, though, with his
That was perfect.
I'm like, I'm just going to send these to him in a private message, Jeff. Because I'm like, I would feel really weird about tagging him on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I'm going to send them to him because it was just too funny.
That, the end of that notepad is going to live here at the studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably.
Dylan,
I saw
was
it in
saying,
the kitchen.
Dylan was saying about he'd like to make it a backdrop for my mom.
And I think, like, I heard chatter of that.
I love that idea.
I don't think we can do that.
But I also know that it's not a good idea.
It's hilarious,
it's slightly passive aggressive.
Yeah. And we're trying not to do that.
Yeah.
Things happen.
But the idea of it.
It's fucking hilarious. I mean, frame it and put it in the studio for sure.
Oh yeah. Yep.
We can find a place for it.
Oh, God.
We'll take the tapestry thing here down.
No, we won't.
Okay, we won't.
That's staying. Oh, no, okay. It can fit over there.
right. Well, then we have to move the spoon.
We're not moving. Well, we can move the spoon, like, we can put it across the top there.
That's true. It could go, like, horizontal above the Sammy Tucson board.
You can even rearrange stuff over here, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there's plenty of room for stuff in here. Hmm.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's good times.
Oh. I love the
What else should we talk about?
Yeah, we're like halfway through. Let's talk about Lauren Jottis and how she has left us comments on the blog. I don't know if either of you have seen that. On the
For
girlsongirls.populargas.com.
She left because she loved The Last Unicorn.
Yeah. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm gonna read.
I completely forgot to tell you that she texted me.
She wrote comments on two previous episodes, which I'm gonna read aloud now.
Okay.
And we're just gonna talk at Lauren.
She'll listen. She does listen.
She does. Hence the comments on the blog.
Oh yeah. Well.
So, hey there. A few things, Kelsey. The Last Unicorn is hands down my number one absolute favorite movie from childhood, and still to this day. I watch it every few months at least.
Oh my god, I want to come to her house and watch it.
Right? Oh my god.
Seriously,
all right, let's schedule
this.
You guys
should see it because it's I mean, I don't know if you've had to watch it when you were a kid, cuz there's some movies, like I used to love this movie called Thumbelina, and I loved that shit.
That was a great
when
movie.
I was a child, and then I tried to watch it last year and I hated it. But I think The Last Unicorn, it's timeless. It's beautiful. It's lovely.
We should, the four of us should get together sometime and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Drink, eat snacks, and watch that movie.
Absolutely.
If she loves it that much, because I love it that much.
Yeah, if she owns it, I'm fucking on this.
Definitely.
So
I want to get a tattoo, like a Last Unicorn tattoo.
I'll probably end up getting a unicorn tattoo for my kid, but that's beside the point. When Hot Topic first opened in Wilpo, they had a t-shirt, and I got it. That was about 16 years or so ago-ish, and I still have it. What an insane, awesome movie to have watched as a child. I blame it and other weird cartoons and movies from the early 80s for my awesomely twisted personality. All caps, love it. And secondly, this is a comment on the last episode, Breastmas, and we talked about plastic surgery.
Right.
This is a reference to that part. Secondly, Tia, the girl we talked about, Dr. Normandy, had a breast enhancement and liposuction, not rhinoplasty. So my mistake. Also, her one breast never dropped properly. I think she either had to or still has to go back and get it redone, unfortunately. Mm. Thirdly, I would totally do a burlesque class with C. Amanda if she ever comes down here to do one. Still listening, ladies. Miss you guys.
Aww, I would love to have her on again.
Yeah.
I've never done a podcast with her.
We would have to
The time you guested was when she couldn't make it.
Yeah. So I've never.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
We'd have to do it like during the day.
Yeah. Well,
like sometime that she has time.
Yeah. Well, I have the next three afternoons open.
Yeah.
I don't have Monday, I have Tuesday.
What episode is that?
Her and I are having lunch on Wednesday because we're going to the farmer's market. We can maybe record.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, farmer's market.
I'll ask her if she wants to.
Okay, this one is on the Internet Fights episode. The one with Gretel and Kaylin.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can remember back that far. So I'm a little bit surprised that nobody brought up the whole "we condemn in others the things we don't like about ourselves" thing. I'm a firm believer in it, and it sounds to me like this woman, if she can be called that, is doing just that. Pointing fingers and placing blame, calling women sluts and whores because she is one herself, or that she secretly hates herself because she used to be one. Sorry, dude, but any chick who bangs a guy she just met 14 times, yeah, okay, I believe that, and gets knocked up on the first date, I'm not sure what the proper definition of a slut is, but I'm gonna take a stab and say that could be considered slutty by some people. I don't think that dressing provocatively makes any woman a slut or a whore. If a woman is comfortable enough to dress that way, more power to her. I do, however, think that any woman that does dress that way is doing so to get some sort of attention. So she has to realize that there is going to be some unwanted advances and comments from men. It doesn't make it right for the men to do that, but they will do it nonetheless because they are men. There is going to be a lot of attention from other women as well, but women aren't usually ballsy enough to be blatant about it unless they are overly insecure and are outraged by how the woman is dressed. It's just sad that women like her exist. That was a long and loaded comment.
Yeah, it was.
I miss Lauren.
Yeah.
I don't want to get back into that conversation.
No, no. Yeah. I just wanted to read that, and
we definitely appreciate the.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say we're putting that episode to rest.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
We were too fired up about that for the longest time.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh, now I can't stop thinking about the last unicorn. I really want to show her the site. She no longer has Facebook, correct?
No, she still has it, but she doesn't use it. Like, she's pretty much deactivated maybe her profile.
You have her number, right, Ashley? Mm-hmm. I'll just send you the link to the...
I can also put it in the blog post, because apparently she checks on that shit.
I want her to see the dresses and stuff. There's this place that sells the last unicorn dresses and leggings and things like that. And some of them are really, really badass. So we'll send her that. But yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
Aw. I don't know Lauren as well as I would like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not in a sexual way.
Why would we think sexual?
I just feel like there was a look on my face when I said it, and the tone was just slightly, slightly sexual. I didn't want her to think that.
We're not saying we want to know her in a biblical way.
I want to know you casually. And I want to sit an arm's length away at all times.
Exactly. No more, no less.
Let's just be friends and see where this goes. So burlesque class. So that's another interested party we have.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We have been in serious talks with Miss Bout a Horse, and we have nailed down a venue. Exciting news. It's going to be at Daddy McFaddy's Bar in Northumberland, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We do not have a date yet, but it's looking like early-ish September.
Yep.
So, exciting times. If you missed the Facebook post, we have a little cute little burlesque FAQ picture that she did up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few questions, you know, that, you know, FAQs, it's what they do. And we had a few people interested last night. I actually talked to the wife of the guy who runs the open mic in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to her for a good... 5-10 minutes about the show, and she was so excited about it. Yeah. She's like, I've been waiting, you know, for something like this to come about. And I was like, that's awesome. I'm so glad, you know, we're really trying to get interest and get, you know, people in there. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, just let me know when it's going to be. And I was give me your name and I will contact you with more shit.
I want to tell people at my work about it.
As soon as we
garner interest.
Yeah. As soon as the four of us can nail down a date,
right,
we'll start. I'll talk to Jeff and see Amanda, and maybe together they can make a flyer.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe Jeff doesn't have to be involved. Whatever. He makes enough flyers for the network.
Yeah. He is the flyer guy.
Yeah.
See, Amanda makes flyers also.
Yeah, she makes flyers for all of her her events, her shows, and her drawing events and things.
So... there's options. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is warm.
Fridge. But so we've got the three of us. We've got Lauren, and I think I don't want to use her name.
Yeah,
I have her name.
We should probably not use names because it's just a class, and we want it to be private anyway. So.
Yeah, a handful of ladies last night. Expressed some interest. Tried to talk Chris Rao's girlfriend into it, but she I don't think I could sell her on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was looking at Ashley's hair accessories, and I was like, hey, Ashley, you know who would love to come to a burlesque class?
I don't think she appreciated that much.
No, I know. But she was just like, what? I don't think I want to do that. I was like, no, it'll be fun. Come on. She's like, oh.
Just doesn't seem to be in her wheelhouse.
I know.
It's not for everybody.
No, it's not. And I brought it up to someone else, and she was like, I'm fat. Why would I go to a burlesque class? And I was like,
to gain self-confidence.
Yeah, like half of the class,
to
like,
learn,
yes,
to love your body. You?
We're going
to
learn some sexy moves and whatnot, but we're also...
Everybody of every size can be sexy.
Yeah, we're also spending, I'm going to say, I don't want to put it out there, but I'm going to say probably maybe like half of the class just, you know, on body image and whatnot, yeah, because that's the class that she teaches, is mm-hmm, like body image and burlesque basics. Definitely. And I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, there's that FAQ thing on the Girls on Girls, mm-hmm, Facebook page, facebook.com/girlsongirlspodcast. Look it up. Like us. We like likes. We like you.
We've been getting a lot of likes lately.
We have.
Girls.
And I'll tell you why.
It's our posts.
It's because we've been offering free tickets for Riff Tracks and people want them.
You
that
think?
Explains it.
I have had a few people that liked it and then immediately commented that they wanted free tickets for movies.
The Riff, or the I have the Pages app, mm-hmm, and I'll flip between that one and my grooming page.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll actually tell you which posts are getting more attention.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it is the Riff Tracks ones, yeah, mm-hmm, are getting more seen.
Mm-hmm. And it's also part of like Facebook's algorithm. Like the more a status is liked and commented on, the more people see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I think it's in the Pages app. It might just be on like the desktop, the computer version of
I
it.
I almost never go on
But it tells
one.
You, every post that you see that you make, it tells you like at the bottom, like how many people have seen this post.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's on
bar.
That's
in the Pages app.
Uh-huh.
I forget sometimes. I have too many fucking devices. It's
It's on the Pages app because, like, the one time I put up a grooming thing and I was like, this has gotten 327 seen.
That's amazing.
And one person liked it.
That's amazing.
Like, how did so many people see it?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right, but I mean,
I'm like, I don't pay for
advertising. Did you also share it as yourself on Facebook?
I always share all of my stuff. I put it on my grooming stuff and then mm-hmm. I share it myself and mm-hmm. then I normally have at least one or two other people share it, and then I go on to yard sale websites and pet websites in the area and I share it on there. So
oh man, so
go ahead, Kelsey.
I have a question. I have a brief question. Do we have a Twitter?
We don't.
Somebody created one for us.
I haven't checked into it.
Would
like I don't think it's ever been used.
If I started one.
We have one. Somebody started it for us.
I will.
But we don't use
I will
it.
Look it up. I have an email somewhere. I need to give you the.
I'm really good at Twitter.
The login for the email.
It was just me, her, and Lauren. So we were just like, none of us use Twitter.
None of us use Twitter. Why did somebody make us a Twitter?
Why did you send us a link to a Twitter?
I don't need to use the old Twitter. I'll just make a new one.
Okay.
Okay.
That works.
And kind of reboot. That way, I don't have to reboot something. I can just start fresh. Mm-hmm. Especially if like no one
at it.
Do you guys care?
Not at
no.
all.
Okay.
Go for it.
Because I, for some reason, I'm pretty good at getting followers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're adorable.
Aww.
You just have to talk about, like, boobs and vaginas, and everyone will follow
honestly,
you.
I have over 1,000 followers on Twitter. That is exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
Perfs. Because I had nothing to do over the summer, and I was like, because I was down in Virginia with my sister, and I didn't know anyone there. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have one goal this summer, and that's to get over 1,000 followers on Twitter. And all I did was stay up all night and just write the most awful things that I could think of in my brain.
That's amazing.
And just tell jokes. That's all. But yeah, I think I could maybe garner some interest on Twitter.
That's the only reason that Girls on Girls has so many listeners is because of the name.
Because of our name.
Yep.
Pervs. Nothing wrong with it. Just calling you pervs. Being pervy is fine. It's fun.
Just admit it. It's fine. We're not judging you. I mean, we're judging you, but we're not judging you.
Like, I was at work and talking about my podcast and just
never
talking about it. And they were like, oh, what's it called? And I'm like, it's called Girls on Girls. And the girl I was talking to just looked at me and she's like, of course it is. And walked away. And I'm like, no, it's about real things.
I had a new manager at work and we were just like bullshitting one day in lunch. And this is the PetSmart job or whatever. And he was like, oh, yeah, so what do you do in your spare time? And I'm like, well, I mean, every now and then I do a podcast. And he's like, oh, really? What's it called? And I'm just like, Girls on Girls. But not what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, okay.
Stop it. Just stop.
And then it turns out that he was a giant perv.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. He probably listened to one episode and was like, God, this is boring.
He quit because of, he got the thing where he was like, well, you could either quit or we could fire you for sexual harassment.
Oh.
So he put his keys on the desk and we never saw him again.
Oh.
Yeah. Probably better to leave it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, speaking of sexual harassment.
Oh, geez.
We have a new manager at work. We got her around, like, November, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nice girl. What just happened?
I hit my shin.
I think the headphone jack kind of blinked out.
I heard it in my ear.
It hurt and I couldn't. Okay.
Okay. What?
Okay, it's just keep talking. It's just the headphones.
So we have this new manager at work, and she is about, I think she's 22. So she's youngish. She's a nice enough girl, but you can tell that she's probably not too popular with the gentlemen. Like,
sure.
She's just very awkward and things like that. She's very nice, though. When she first got here, she didn't have any friends and stuff like that. And we have a guy who works in the kitchen, and he's a big dude and very popular with the ladies and stuff like that. And he's just friendly, like he's a flirt and he whatever. Recently, like, because him and I are really good friends, and we were talking, and like when the manager first got here, she had expressed interest in him. And he was like, no, like, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. We can be friends. Like, we can.
And I mean, she's a manager and she's not. So that's kind of not allowed.
Technically, our managers aren't allowed to fraternize with the employees at all.
That's the technicality of most jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't mean they listen.
But I asked him the other day. I was like, hey, is it getting any better with her? Because she had gotten to a point where she was texting him and stuff all the time. And he just looked at me and he's like, no, it's gotten a lot worse and I don't know what to do.
Oh no.
Apparently, like, she's been sending him pictures of her, like, in, like, thongs and things like that. And, like, basically asking him to come over. And, like, he's like, yeah, the other day she walked by me on the line, grabbed my ass, and told me she wanted to fuck me. And I just looked at him.
Has he told her supervisor?
He said he doesn't want to cause trouble because
she's like harassing him, like, at work and not at work.
Is this a person that would be upset with you if you said something?
My thing is like, I don't know. Like, I think that he should say something.
Oh, absolutely.
But
the other way around, if he knew a female worker was being harassed by a male coworker.
That's what I told him. I was like, doesn't it seem fucked up to you that if you were a small girl like me and it was a male manager,
mm-hmm.
like,
or a female
I could
manager.
Have him fired.
Yeah.
Like, And I was like, this isn't okay. Like, you need to do something about this, or you need, and he, the problem with him is he doesn't want, she's kind of like a fragile person. Like, you, like, she's just like,
if she's being this ballsy, she's not that fragile.
It's, yeah, that's true. Maybe.
It's
maybe.
Probably an act.
But he just needs to be, he's like, I've
saved the texts, show it to a supervisor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I that mean, way they can see his side
I
as well.
I just think that the double standard, like, mm-hmm. It's really sad that he feels like he can't go to anybody because he's like, well, he's a big dude and he's a good looking dude.
He should
dude.
Be able to take care of it
he's
himself.
He's really good looking. And, like, I just don't think he thinks that, like, people will see the problem in it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you're a guy. You're getting pictures of girls naked.
Why is that a problem?
Why is that a problem? And I just think the double standard is kind of weird. Like, it just got me thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, this is really fucked up. And he legitimately feels like he can't go to anybody.
Oh, that's
and
so
he
sad.
Can't say anything
that's
about
so
it.
So sad.
See, the thing about me going to a supervisor is, like, I don't have any proof. I have yeah. no physical proof. And if he doesn't want to show people that proof.
And he'd get called into the office and yeah. nothing would happen because he yeah. would deny yeah. it or whatever.
Yeah.
We had the situation where I just spoken about the manager who had quit or whatever. He was, according to speculation, having sex with one of the bathers that had worked there for like a week.
Right.
Supposedly, she quit because of it.
Hmm.
He was telling people, like, you would get promoted if you did this, or, like, just sending them, like, texts. He's a married man, by the way. Open relationships, whatever. Apparently, he said he was in an open relationship.
Okay.
All right.
I don't...
But you don't offer people things. You don't use your power.
Right. And he was, like, trying to, like, hire people because of things like that. And, like, I had no idea any of this was going on. Like, I legitimately did not have an idea. And the part that pissed me off the absolute most was when shit hit the fan, I knew about it a day before. Oh. I knew one day before, and I was a manager. I knew one day before that there were rumors. I, the very next day, was going to go to my boss about it. Didn't have a chance because the guy quit.
Oh. I also,
So every single manager got pulled into the office, and we all had to go and be on a relearning or whatever thing about sexual harassment. And I'm like, we basically all got written up for it. And I'm like, you're explaining to me, who has never heard anything... And any time that anything was even close to sexual harassment, I have come to you screaming.
Yeah.
Because I was fuming and pissed if anything even close to that happened to any single person that I was in charge of or happened to me. You're telling me that I would not have told you.
Yeah.
And they were just like, well, yeah, no, we personally, we know that you would absolutely tell us, but unfortunately, like, our district manager doesn't know you, and, like, why is nobody standing up? And then, like, it was me and this other woman, who is also a manager, who she is also a feminist, and, like, amazing. She's me when I'm 45. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic. She's just a great person all around. And, like...
There's a duck in here.
There's a duck! But, like... I was pissed. I was like, I'm getting in trouble. And I never filled out the paperwork. I legitimately refused to do it because I'm like, I don't want it on my record that I didn't say something.
Yeah.
When.
Yeah.
Yeah. When, like, I'm not going to be held liable for this. This is absolutely nothing to do with my fault. I never got in trouble for not filling it out. They never said anything.
Yeah.
But I was like, I won't agree to this. I don't want my name on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with it.
Have you ever dealt with anything like that, Aislinn?
So, not personally, but when I worked at Target, there was a girl I worked pretty closely with, and one of the guys on the stock team, like, they seemed like they were pretty okay friends. Not too long after that, I find out he's, like, seriously, like, hardcore creeping on her via text and whatnot.
Oh.
Like, being... sleazy with words, and he would, like, send pictures of like him fucking his girlfriend or getting a blowjob from his girlfriend and him being like, you should come over or I wish this was you.
Oh my God.
And she never turned him in because she didn't want to get him in trouble.
What?
That's fucked up.
It is.
I don't understand that. I don't get it. Like, this guy is, or this guy or this woman is doing something immoral and wrong to you.
Yeah, like, and obviously.
You want to protect them.
This girl was, like, super Christian, too. So, like, she was extra not wanting to make any kind of waves at work.
Right. Because she didn't want to be, quote, that girl.
Yeah.
It
shouldn't
be like that. Like, it upsets me so much.
She just tried to ignore it and pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's... No.
I kind of feel bad for his girlfriends.
Right? Yeah.
Like, that is just sad.
Yeah.
If I ever found something like that, I think I would snap.
All your shit would get thrown out the second story window.
I think I would legitimately break inside and go insane.
Yeah. Like, I think his girlfriend was in on it. Like, she was up for this shit. Well, it's just that,
like,
she was also
I wish this was you.
That's not the way you go around things like that.
She was also,
there are people who don't want to be involved in those relationships, and there are websites dedicated to just that.
I don't entirely know if she was of a legal age either.
Right.
So there's that. Coupled with the fact that this guy was probably close to a decade older than me at the time. So this guy is like in his mid-30s dating a girl who I believe was still in high school and hitting on a girl at work who was in her mid-20s.
Yeah.
Like, he
was just...
I can't say anything about age.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
But when it's illegal...
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Maybe no.
17, 19. Fine, whatever. You know? But, like, 35, 17? That's sketchy. You're a little creepy at that point.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then taking pictures of yourself getting a blowjob from your girlfriend and sending it to a girl at work saying how much you wish that she would also suck your dick. Nope.
That is a...
I don't feel right about all of this.
That is
something. I feel...
I feel gross.
I mean, I feel pretty dirty on the outside because I was out in the heat all day. But now I feel dirty on the inside. Like, I need...
It's what girls on girls does to you.
That's right.
Oh, wow. What? That just went somewhere.
I don't even understand.
I don't either. I think I'm having a heat stroke.
Oh, shit.
I
have to pee.
Yeah. I'm done with this episode. I feel...
We're all done with this episode.
We're always done with this episode.
I feel like I need a cigarette.
Bye.
Bye, peeps.